Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, everybody. It's Chris here. Welcome to your first extended lockdown Homo sapiens extra. During coronavirus and lockdown, we're going to be making Homo sapiens extra episodes a bit longer to give us time to talk about what we've been up to in lockdown and, more importantly, what you have all been up to in lockdown. We've got wonderful messages from all of you, so thank you and please keep them coming. And the schedule for this season will be one episode a week. So 1 week we'll have a Homo sapiens interview episode, and then the following week we'll have a Homo sapiens extra where we read your emails and thoughts about that interview. This Homo sapiens extra coming up is all your thoughts and feedback on the Stephen Fry interview, plus all the things we know and love from Homo sapiens extra, like Wormhole of the Week. So without further ado, here it is, Homo sapiens extra.
Who wishes they'd bought shares in Zoom before this COVID thing?
Oh my God.
Zoom's the new Kale.
Here's the dilly. This is Homo sapiens extra. This is your first one, Alan.
I'm so excited.
I'll be gentle. Shall I show you the ropes?
Please do.
So this is where we read everybody's emails and messages that we've had, good and bad, because we're not a censoring kind of place.
No. Should we say where we are and what a technological miracle it is that this is happening? Or are we pretending to be in the same place?
No, we're not pretending anything.
We're not even in the same place right now. We're looking at each other.
On Zoom.
We're
doing this on Zoom. I'm finding it quite disconcerting because I can hear you through my headphones, but I can't quite get my head around the fact that you're not in the same room with me. It's a bit weird.
I'll get over it, bitch. And yeah, so I'm in the Catskill
Mountains.
Alan,
I'd just like to say thanks for your support.
I'm in the Catskill Mountains of New York, in a cabin.
Self-isolating, no less.
Luscious. I'm isolating in isolation. And you, it's so funny, I can see you, you're in your country cottage and there's a beam right behind your head. It looks like you've got a big pole sticking out of your head, see?
It looks like I'm wearing a fascinator, doesn't it? We should probably take a photo.
I did.
Well done. Because, so these are our little lockdown catch-ups. So these are happening during lockdown is what I'm trying to say, people.
Live.
Some other, like an air steward, I'll give you some other details. Yes. Towards the back, we on Homo sapiens Extra, we give away a t-shirt to our favourite review of the week, Homo sapiens Ooh. T-shirt. Not a jumper, too expensive. we traditionally do Wormhole of the Week, and we are also introducing a new segment in honour of our newest co-host, Alan. What's your middle name?
Don't have a middle name.
Don't have a middle name.
Don't
coming.
Go there. It was years of therapy. Don't have a middle name. Couldn't be bothered.
Beep, beep. Reversing out of that. Alan Cumming, we are doing Anecdote Roulette, where you, dear listeners, tell us the name of somebody and Alan has to see if he has a anecdote about them. I posted it on Instagram earlier. And I just said,
make one up, I suppose. I could just lie.
Well, exactly. And then
I never lie. I can never tell a lie like George Washington.
Yes, exactly.
And Donald Trump, apparently.
Oh, he's never lied. That's about it for the instruction manual element of the show.
Can I have my warm nuts now, please?
Your warm nuts? Yes, I like that. Absolutely. There's been quite a few plane analogies. I'm going to move on. So
I want a t-shirt.
Well, you've got a t-shirt and you've got a sweater.
I've got both, yes. And I'm modelling them on alancumming.com/shop where you can buy them.
Which brings me to our final point that, dearest listeners, you can buy your own Homo sapiens t-shirts and your own Homo sapiens jumpers from the website Alan has just mentioned. Or if you've got any sense, go to everpress.com/Homo sapiens. And it's only on there for 30 days, probably 28 days left. So you've got to act now. You know, this is the thing. It's not going to happen. It's not going to be on there forever.
Why?
Because they do it in 30-day cycles and then you can extend it. But we always just say 30
days. That's
another
reason I don't like it. If we did it on alancumming.com/shop all the time. We don't do things just by the month. We are there forever. We are there for the long haul.
Right. In it forever. How is your lockdown going, Alan? Tell me more. Tell me something about that first.
I'm really enjoying it, I have to say. I mean, it's obviously a terrible thing and it's horrifying to see what's happening and the ineptitude of the leader of this country that I'm in, America, and just what a dreadful mess it all is and how there's these kind of anger and fear being used even in this, as a political tool, even in this, pandemic. But I'm up here in my little oasis watching the trees come into bloom in a place that to me in my life is actually a very much a sanctuary. I come here like with friends for kind of weekends, but I also come here on my own a lot just to kind of regroup and reboot and re-nourish. So it's lovely. I'm in the woods. We have this lovely house. We've got space to wander. I'm, you know, loving having some time to breathe, and I'm writing again and, you know, pottering. I have a little shed. It's got a gym. I'm kind of getting pecs.
Nice.
First time in rather a long time. And I'm actually really loving this time. I'm loving it so much to the point that I'm kind of fearful of its ending, of having to go back into the real world. That's my biggest, my one anxiety is that how will I fare? How will I have the time? You know,
I know. I feel like all these lovely things that, as you say, just to echo, it's really hard for a lot of people what's going on right now. But there are some elements that I've really enjoyed and I feel like they will just slip out of my hands as soon as the world returns to normal.
And I think it's that thing of like, if you've longed for a situation that is similar to what you're having now, if like in your life, you know, oh, I really want to go to that house and be there for a while, then this is lovely. So you don't come into it with resistance or with fear. You come into it with like, oh gosh, a terrible thing has happened, but what a lovely opportunity it's given me. So that's where I am right now.
Yes, I agree. And I've been doing loads of exercise as well, because you see, I'm here with my husband. They, as an office, they all do the gym together. When they're normally at work, they all go to the gym together. So they've been doing their gym sessions on Zoom every day at midday.
That's kind of hot.
Yeah. And I've been joining in.
They do this at work.
So they'll all go to the gym together at 11 every day.
11?
Anyway.
Just leave their offices and go to the gym.
There's a gym in the building. Don't worry.
What's this country coming to?
They've got this. They've got it worked out. They never let them out.
I just imagine them doing it in their suits, actually. I like that better.
No, they're all sort of in their gym kit, which is equally hot. And so I've been joining. Little Twiggy me has been joining in. And now the trainer has said he wants me to send him photos of what I've been eating.
Ooh.
So.
I see.
How truthful should I be?
Oh, totally truthful, Christopher.
It looks worse when you see it in photos at the end of the day, isn't it?
Well, that's the point. That's when you quantify it like that. That's why you've got to, that's why people ask you to do that, so that you can actually go, geez, you peeps, I didn't realise I'd eaten so much cake.
A whole bar of chocolate hazelnut or whatever it was called.
I've been trying to make bread. I did it once. I don't really eat bread normally. And then the other day I just sort of woke up and thought, I'm going to make focaccia, like a sort of, you know, it was like a sort of one of those films where a nun gets a vision. And I did it, but I think the flour was wrong. And I've decided to keep it in my fridge to thicken stews with. That's what I'm going to do with it, my focaccia.
It's this wartime thriftiness I am loving.
I love right now, when I open someone's fridge, and that's not a euphemism, I always you know, my heart is warmed when I see a full fridge, not just full of new things bought from the supermarket, but, you know, Tupperwares, little bags half full of things, you know, things that they've saved, things that are pickled. My fridge is like that right now. It's a mass of little bowls and things of, you know, and I'm loving kind of looking in the fridge and thinking, I could make a curry with that.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Tupperware, Alan, because the Homo sapiens inbox is, I like to think, the cultural hub of queerness.
I'm not seeing the Tupperware connection.
Well, hold tight, dear passenger, if we're going to continue our Homo sapiens plane theme.
Shall I put away my device?
Please put it on airplane mode. You may think there is no link. Rachel, I'm not going to say her surname because I don't know who she is. She might not. She has said, that sent us an email that the subject heading is Tupperware style parties thrive online amidst CV19. Hello. Please see below news regarding Tupperware style parties. Party shopping in the UK, which has seen an unexpected boost following COVID-19 with virtual parties.
Tupperware style? What does that mean, Tupperware style?
I don't know. Virtual parties now taking place online.
Not, and they're selling things.
She says the UK's army of side hustlers, are selling things online. Don't know. The sort of point that I'm trying to make is we get some very strange emails.
I see, got it. Okay.
And we also got one. Please.
I once, for my 45th birthday, I felt I was so middle-aged. Well, you know, that is, if you're supposed to live to 3 score years and 10. Oh, that's only 80. Well, anyway, 45, I thought, that's officially middle-aged, right? And everyone goes, no, you're not. You think, oh, shut up. You know, 70 is not the new 20.
No. So
I thought, what will I do? I'll try and do something that I feel is the most middle-aged thing I can do as a laugh for my 45th birthday party. So I had a Tupperware party.
Did you?
A real Tupperware lady came to my house and it was absolutely fantastic. I don't think she could believe her luck. Like a bunch, like, you know, 30 queer people all buying. It's like for a pandemic they were buying. She sold so much stuff. And she said hilarious things. She said things like, and this bowl was designed by Brooke Shields. I was like, was it? And then she said, and this jug is in the Museum of Modern Art. I was like, no, it isn't. But anyway, it was like a show. They do a show and they have Tupperware dollars and it was such fun.
Really?
I thoroughly recommend it. Although I have to say, you know, with all this plastic thing, it's so difficult now. It's great to save things and put them away and, you know, and recycle food and things. But just all this plastic and Tupperware, that's the thing I worry about.
Yes, I hear you. But it can be quite, as long as you're keeping it forever. I've got Tupperware that I've had for...
Tupperware is forever. Actually, I did yesterday. I was cooking and a Tupperware thing with some ramps in it was too near the flame and I smelled a funny smell and it burnt the side of a Tupperware, the grill, the cooker. Oh. So I had to throw away my Tupperware because it would be...
I was going to say, with this wartime thriftiness, I hope you still ate it.
I quickly moved the ramps out of there, but I chucked the Tupperware.
Oh, I see. Well, listen, your carbon footprint's pretty low, I would say. Now, on to the next email.
Yes.
From Rad, has emailed with the subject heading Alan's Duck.
Yes.
I Jerry, Lala. Hello, you two.
I can hear Jerry and Lala above me. Can you hear them? Grant's upstairs.
I actually really can.
It's like The Others. Remember that film with Nicole Kidman?
Yes.
This is an episode of The Others right now. Oh, there's Lala. There's, I forgot she's in this room. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, Lala.
Oh, she's on my lap. I didn't realise. Rad says, this is subject heading Alan's Duck. Hello, you two. It's Rad calling from Madrid. Having just done a full day teleteaching, I was ready for a cuppa on my roof and to listen to season 4. Nice to have you and your mellow tones back, Christopher. And welcome to Alan Cumming. Well, your duck may be broken, Alan, but it was a joy to listen to as it broke.
Oh, Rad.
This is just getting better for Rad. Alan, I had the pleasure of a fun night at your club coming last year, and I hope it's doing well. And I love the feel of the place. Congrats. Although I nearly didn't get in as I was asked for ID. I was 53 at the time. New York compliment? Luckily, I had my passport on my phone. Phew. Well,
oh, that's nice. But the thing is, it's not really connected to your age. You're supposed to have ID.
You just need to say who you are, right?
So you have to show your ID to get in. It's just a rule on certain nights. It's also for underage things. But you know, I get asked for my ID, not at club coming because they obviously know me.
You're the boss.
I'm glad you had a nice time.
Darren Tedeschi has been in touch as well.
What's he saying?
Darren says, hey guys, just finished Mr. Stephen Fry's interview. Alan has defo fitted in and this series appears to look like it would just keep on chugging along. Although I won't lie, I do miss the former presenter's giggles and nibbles. Former presenter Will, he had good giggles and great nibbles. Wanted to write that I would like to be in with a chance for a Homo sapiens t-shirt, hoodie, or whatever apparel it is you have in stock. Well, you've got a review if you want a free one, Darren.
I think he did. That was the review. What? How does he know about...
Review on Apple Podcasts, though.
How does he know about Will's nipples?
No, nibbles. I think that was the Skype line coming. Also, because I said Will has wonderful nipples. Did you think I then just said yes? Will
I
does
thought
have
he meant nipples.
Nipples.
I thought it was nipples. I thought, how did you hear? Did you talk about Will's nipples on the last season?
No, I think nibbles.
Nibbles. Because you're always having biscuits and stuff. Mm-hmm. You don't know what I'm having right now. Rad. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is it rad?
That's Darren.
Sorry, Darren. What I'm having right now is a vegan protein shake.
Oh, what's
so
in that?
What do you think? What do you think of my nibbles? There's vegan protein, almond milk, this omega oil stuff, apple cider vinegar, wheat germ, flaxseed, a banana, some pineapple.
The kitchen sink.
And I think that's it. And then you just squish it in the little the liquidizer thing.
Do you have a, what's it called? One of those like mega blades or whatever they're called?
I've got, it's called a pulse or a boom or something. I can't remember what it's called, but it's one of those ones, it's like a... And it's got a thing you put over the blade when it's, you know, because it's so dangerous.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's like what is it called? It's got something very sort of phallic and kind of ejaculatory as a name.
Yeah, they always like, you'd think they were going to change the world, but it's just a blender.
They just make you some, they squish up some stuff.
Lizzie's been in touch. Hi, Chris and Alan. Loving the podcast being back. I wanted to share a little queer joy with you. My partner Katie and I were due to get married on Good Friday, but obviously we weren't able to do so because of the lockdown. So we made a little video in the garden with our cat and we hope you guys like it. And then she sent us a YouTube link called The Legford Unwedding. And it's a video.
We're going to watch a YouTube video on a podcast.
Well, I was going to describe it.
You're going to describe this is scintillating.
It's a beautiful, well, try this on for size. Thank you, Alan.
Describe away. Keep going.
It's a beautiful video of somebody's wedding day. Uh-huh. And they've lined the whole garden with gin because it's a gin theme. And they've done their whole wedding ceremony on in a little YouTube video.
Aww.
Isn't that sweet?
Is that it?
It's her and her wife. Yeah, that's it. Just the happiest day of their lives.
Oh, that's nice. I'm glad you described that to us so fondly.
Well, it's lovely to get Alan's blessing, isn't it? Goodness me.
Happy everything, girls.
Happy everything. And then we've had a message from one of the doctors working on the front line against coronavirus. Hey, guys. Connell. Stu must be his name. I don't know where I got Connell from. It's because I'm obsessed with a guy from Normal People, Connell.
Yes.
Hey guys, so thrilled Homo sapiens is back. Missing Will, of course, but Alan is a perfect addition to the team. I've always enjoyed his wit and candor. I'm an anaesthetist, so work has been a bit strange lately. Episode 1 was the perfect pick me up driving home from a set of night shifts. Can't wait for the rest of the season. Keep safe and best wishes, Stu.
Ah, oh, that's lovely. I've got two things to say.
That's sweet. Please.
Number one, I forgot to tell you this. My friend Whitney ran into Will in LA when they were walking their dogs.
No way.
Yes. And she said, because she used to have this deaf dog called, as you call it, and it had one eye was blue and one eye was something, well, maybe it wasn't blue, but a different color of eyes. So she called it Bowie, you know.
Oh, okay.
After David. And he was deaf as well as having odd eyes. And
Bowie.
No, her dog. And then he died. And then anyway, she got this new dog now. So she was walking him recently in LA and she met Will, who had a deaf dog. So she texted me, said, I met a friend of yours. He has a deaf dog too. I said, who? And she said, Will Young. Isn't that funny?
He has he's rescued one, right, in LA.
Right. Anyway, second thing I wanted to say was, what was it about? Oh, anaesthetist. Yes, this nice man is an anaesthetist. And have you ever had a colonoscopy?
I haven't, but
I've had quite a few because it's America and they try to get you to have things because it costs money. But I actually did, because I went for one a little early. My old doctor, you might as well have one. And I had funny nodules, whatever they have up there.
Oh, yeah.
To get them thingied out. And then I've got to keep going for every 3 years or something for a checkup, blah, blah. Anyway, because the weird thing about America is terrible healthcare, right? Because it's not everyone has access to it. But if you're lucky enough, I'm in the Screen Actors Guild and they have really good health insurance. So you get all these things. I get better, you know, more. I go to all these different doctors and get all these tests that I would never get in Britain, actually. But so I'm just lucky white person, that's all. But anyway, my point is, anaesthetist, in America, when you go for a colonoscopy, they put you under, they give you an anaesthetic. And I love it because I sort of think of it as practice for dying. Because it's like you're thinking, oh, he's going to do that thing, he's going to make me count backwards. Oh, I see. Here we go. Oh, that's quite nice, woozy feeling. Oh my God, I'm going to die. I'm never going to come out of this. Oh, well, yeah. No, it's fine. And then you're out. So it sort of feels, you go through that panic. Yes. And anyway, the last time I went to the anaesthetist, for a colonoscopy, I was chatting to him right before I was about to get the thing. And he said, I said, oh, you're about to give me the thing, aren't you? And he goes, yeah. And I went, I actually love this moment. He went, you do? Nobody loves it. And I went, oh, I do. And I went, oh, it started. And he went, why do you love it? And I went, because it's kind of practice for dying. And then I went, oh my God, that's the last thing you want to hear right now. And then I went out. And then he's just telling him that his patient was practicing dying.
Yeah, I can't feel my legs.
I will come back one time. And then the other thing that happened to me colonoscopy, or maybe it was the same one. I woke up in the middle of it.
Oh,
I came to, and there was a screen on the wall, and it said Alan coming on. I thought, oh, I'm on TV. You know, it's not that unusual. I wonder what I'm in. I'm thinking I woke up in some hotel room and I was randomly.
Oh, it's Circle of Friends.
And then I looked up and it was the inside of my colon was on TV. And I went, oh. And they went, no. Oh, Mr. Cumming, are you? They were all sort of chatting. And Mr. Cumming, and they went, can you feel anything? And I said, I can feel a big thing up my bum. And then they gave me the anesthetic and I went out again.
What a stressful visit to the hospital. That's unbelievable. That's the one thing I live in fear of is waking up under anaesthetic and it's happened to you. That is terrifying.
It's happened to me. I felt the fear and did it anyway. It was hilarious. But I just love the fact I thought I was on TV.
Yeah. You're like, I don't remember this scene.
Well, that's the thing in my life. I see myself on TV all the time and I have no recollection of it. Even like recently. You know.
But you did recognize your own colon.
I don't know.
I know that anywhere.
I can't remember. I mean, I know it's me because it's my face and, you know, but I can't remember seeing those lines, can't remember wearing those clothes. You just sort of do it one day and you forget about it. You never see it. Mm. And especially older things, like when you've done things 30 years ago or something, you think, who's that young version of me?
Who's that young buck? Now, shall we do review of the week?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Let's for a t-shirt.
So listeners, we want to hear about your lockdown, by the way. So please keep writing in and we want to know what you think about the episodes. So please do that as well. Let's do a little review of the week. Let's head over to Apple Podcasts.
Do we have a score? Do you have like a number of stars or something?
Yeah, so they can do a star. They can do stars.
Do we have an average star?
Oh, yeah. I think it's 4.7 out
of
5.
Out of 5?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Pretty good, huh?
Not too shabby.
We sort of read out three normally, and then we pick our favourite.
Okay.
Historically, we tend to pick the rudest one as our favourite.
Okay.
So let me have a look. Mad Knitter 74 says...
I like her already. I'm assuming it's a she. How very sexist of me.
Isn't that funny? I did as well.
Yes.
We all need to do some work, don't we?
Is it? Is the gender of the person revealed?
It's not, but we're assuming.
That's terrible.
Yes.
Let's say they.
They. I love this podcast, capital love. Chris, brackets, Will and Alan are delightful and the guests are so frank, honest, uplifting and heartbreaking. I love Alan's stories about his colon. No, that's not real. As a parent to a newly gay out teenager, it's teaching me so much that I need and want to learn. Thank you.
Oh, that's nice. That's lovely.
That's really sweet, no? On the less friendly scale, I'm not... Oh, I should probably say as well, we got 5 stars for the last one. This one, 1 star.
Oh.
I'm not a right winger, but...
Oh, God, here we go.
Is the headline. Alan, I feel like you and this guy are destined. Or girl. Or person, they. I am gay, and find this supposedly entertainment podcast extremely partisan. So if you're not a Corbyn fan, or even in favour of the perfectly acceptable position of leaving the EU, don't bother. You'll end up effed off. Okay. So that's,
we bless you with our love. Oh, that was my thing saying I've got. Did you hear that?
No.
I've got a meeting.
Time for a colonoscopy.
What's that? One. I don't want to.
You've got a Zoom colonoscopy.
I've got to go. No, I think we should say to this. I think we should say to this person, we bless you with our love and we release you from our lives.
I like that. I like that. That's very good. But thanks for the feedback. You know, we aim to please. Really enjoyed chatting.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Peanut UK, 5 stars, says, wow, where have you been all my life? Utterly entertaining and very informative. Honest conversation about complex topics while simultaneously celebrating everything LGBTQ+. That's a 5-star nice. Review from Peanut.
That's so nice. It sounds made up.
This is from Chris Sweeney. From Grant Schaefer.
Chris Sweeney's mum. Yeah.
Honestly, she doesn't listen to this podcast.
How is your mum, your mother-in-law, coping with Helen McCrory's hair?
Well,
because listeners might not know, but in this new thing on TV that's been on TV called the, what's it called? The
Quiz.
Quiz about the cheating on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Helen McCrory plays a barrister, and that barrister in real life is Chris's husband's mum.
Correct.
And when they were watching it, she was pissed off that Helen's hair wasn't right.
And that fame is quite the tonic. She's sort of forgotten about all of that. And now everyone keeps texting her saying, oh my God, you're in that TV show.
That's good.
And they said, and when she goes in the show, when she invites the Major Tom and the people from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire who cheated. Was he called Major Tom? Anyway, the guy
Something
who
like
cheated.
That. Yeah, the coughing man.
Yeah, the coughing major, that was it.
Just pouring some tea in case you think I'm just, you know...
Urinating.
Wetting myself, yeah.
When she invites them into her office, she says, would you like tea, coffee or vodka? And that's what Helen McCrory says in the show. And yeah. William's mum is like, I would never say that. That's unbelievable. But she's kind of loving it as well. So I've had her a mug made that says tea, coffee or vodka. And then Sonia Woodley...
Nice.
April 2020.
That's nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Alan, would you like to pick a... I feel like as we're breaking your duck of Homo Sapiens Extra...
Yes.
I think you should choose the winner.
Can we have a drum roll? In the interests in the interest of magnanimity and reaching across the aisle and smothering people with love, I am going to say we should send the t-shirt to that person who gave us one star and is fucked off with us. There.
Ooh. Listen, turn the other cheek, as the Bible, with absolutely, all its wonderful learnings, has given
absolutely
us.
Absolutely. Maybe you'll think again about my lefty opinions, our lefty opinions, and reason that we are kind people. And we have Brilliant. Only your safety and health and future as our concern. Have
well,
a t-shirt.
Let's Get to It is their name. So please write in to hello@homosapienspodcast.com. And
gosh, but if he doesn't listen anymore, if he's not listening anymore, he won't listen in, will he? He won't write in.
Well, what's quite funny is that when people have slagged it off and then we've given them the prize, then they've written in and said, hey, it's me. So he might do. But why don't we... Should we give one to the mum of the parent of the gay teenager
the
that we decided
the
was the mum?
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yes, let's give one to the and she can wear it proudly, and her child will say, "Why are you wearing that T-shirt, mum? That's not supporting my
Mad knitter 74. Please write in, and please let us know if you're a mum or a dad or a they or whatever. Because we've
yes, and what is your child? Because I've got some ideas of what you could knit for them. Once we know their gender and their interests.
What would you... Oh, yes. Okay. And so that was... felt really good to be back handing out T-shirts, I must say. And can anyone who has not received a T-shirt, just let me know and I'll make sure it gets posted to you, because the postal system at Homo Sapiens Heights is a little creaky. So, anecdote roulette. Enter stage left Alan Cumming, who is, I asked you listeners to tell us, I just said on Instagram, name a well-known person, more obscure, funny, the better. Boy, oh boy, did you get the tone. So you've come at me with all these hilarious names. And we have to see if Alan Cumming has probably ended up in some form of high jinks with them. So
I'm doing push-ups now.
Yeah. Bum, bum, banana, bum, bum, bum. Oh, it's so hard to choose, but I'm going to go with... Miriam Margolyes.
Well, of course, recently on the Graham Norton show, I was a guest, and so was Miriam. I was on doing with Dan Radcliffe when we were doing Endgame, and Miriam went off on. I mean, she's sort of, I think her role on that show is like to be a little girl showing her knickers. Do you know what I mean? That's what everyone said to us. They kept talking about the Miriam bomb. I was like, what?
What, prior to the recording?
Yeah, the producers and everyone, they came in, the researchers, they would talk about it. And, I was like, oh, all right. And then, of course, I went on and I was, you know, I was bombed by Miriam. But I stood up to her. She said to me things like, foreskin was mentioned. And she started talking about, you know, ridiculous things about foreskin. I talked about being bisexual. And it's sort of interesting. She does this thing where she kind of says something contentious and slightly mean-spirited for a laugh, that kind of way that British English, I would say, more so, people do kind of like say something slightly mean as a kind of, it's a sort of a trope in their comedy. And then when she's challenged on it, like as I did, she kind of pulls back and then sort of goes, oh, but I'm actually very concerned and interested about this too. So she did that a couple of times.
Yes.
But the interesting thing is if you don't challenge people like that, they don't pull back and they just kind of are sort of these kind of jaded, kind of slightly mean people. So I didn't, and you know, when it's an older lady, like when someone who looks and has the sort of aura of Miriam saying things about Dick or who she had to blow to get a job as a nun in a TV show, you know, it's hilarious. But actually, I think at its core, it's slightly mean. So anyway, I stood up to her and it was fine. And then, but the funniest thing ever I've got about Miriam is years and years and years and years and years ago, in like probably the 80s, late 80s, there was a thing, a gala for Crusade, I think, the AIDS charity. And she came on and everyone was like, what's she doing here? And she came on and she told this story about how once she'd got stranded on some Greek island, she had to get back to her hotel. And so it was a little fisherman, said she could hire he would row her back, you know, and she would pay him money. But the thing was, what she didn't realize was she had to like give him a hand job as the payment. So she did this hilarious mime, and she had to row as well. So he and she was trying to row with one hand and give the man a hand job with the other. It was the funniest thing ever. So I've always thought she was absolutely hilarious. And I still think she's hilarious. And she was so sweet. She came to see Endgame and came backstage and saw us and everything like that.
Did she?
Yes.
Yeah. It was really funny because I watched you on that Graham Norton when she was mean to you. And what was it she said? Did she say, you weren't bisexual or something? And you were like, well, I would know because I'm me.
Something like that. I can't remember. Yeah. Well, she said, I can't remember. There's a couple of things she went...
But she can be snarky, right? And I thought you were great, just, you know, because I...
It was like it's like the one-star review. I smothered her with love.
Well, you did, but you kind of...
Stare in love.
The therapy speak would be that you held your shape. You didn't let her... You didn't just go, ha, 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 and laugh it off and then be annoyed. You kind of said, hey, like, that's not right. But you were still playful and polite, which I think was a bit of a masterclass, if I'm honest.
Thanks.
Because it's about, you know, sticking up for yourself, but politely.
Yes. And actually the thing, I remember one of the things you said about bisexuality. And I remember I said, actually, it's, you know, I'm glad you brought this up, Miriam, because I think that, you know, sexuality for me has always been gray. It's not people want it to be black and white. It's gray. And I think that's really important. And that, and everybody liked that. And I think I made a good point. And I think... Sometimes in those shows when people do that, or sometimes when I got married to Grant the first time in London, an outlet in America, a sort of web gossip web place, I shall not give it credence by saying its name, said, if you don't give us the exclusive on your store, on your wedding, like who famous is there and blah, 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 we will print the address. We know what it is. We're going to print the address of where you, so there'd be paparazzi and everything that would go. And so we're black. That's blackmail. That's what you call blackmail.
God.
But because of that, because we knew it was, we had to go public with it. We then made a statement in a bigger, and for People magazine, actually, in a much bigger and, you know, less gossipy way about the fact that we couldn't get married in America, and we hoped that we would be able to soon. And actually, this was, we would like to be able to celebrate our love there, but also like make sure that everyone has the same legal rights as any straight person. So actually out of a terrible thing, a sort of awful situation, and I'm not saying that the thing with Miriam was a terrible thing, but slightly kind of, you know, adversarial moment, something good came out of it.
I felt that you took the minute to just actually go, no, hang on. And it's sort of a similar thing with the wedding. It's like, yes. no, I'm not happy with that.
What's it called again? Anecdote Roulette.
Ba-ba-da-ba-ba. I love a jingle. Let's try Wormhole of the Week, Ellen. We can break your duck on Wormhole of the Week, and if you like
it. Okay. I'm going to look at my history on my thing now.
Wormhole of the Week is that thing where you end up starting somewhere, e.g., I must go online and buy some cucumbers.
I've got a good one.
And then you end up somewhere completely random, e.g., Naomi Campbell having a catfight with someone. And you sort of have to talk through how you got from where to where. So,
right.
So what was your starting point and what was your end point?
My starting point was an abbey in the south of Ireland. And my end point was that I had been photographed by Ron Galella, who's the man who was the paparazzi who pestered Jackie O. And there's a documentary about him.
Pester to Jackie O.
Yeah, pestered. He would follow her like he was obsessed with her, and he'd follow her every day for years and years, and eventually she had to get a restraining order and everything like that, I think. And then there was a really interesting documentary about him. He was just obsessed with her. Should I tell you how I got there?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was looking for, because I'm writing, I was looking for to try and find out more about this abbey that I'd stayed in when I made Circle of Friends in Ireland a million years ago, because there was horses in this field across from the abbey, and I would see them every day when I was kind of waiting to go to work. And then one day I came back from a gap in London, and I had recorded the lines of Black Beauty. I was the voice of Black Beauty in that last Black Beauty version. I am beauty.
No.
And I came back, and all of a sudden in that field where I was staying opposite the abbey was a black horse with a white bit on its head, just like Black Beauty. I was like, what's going on? And then it came walking towards me. It was like one of these weird, you know, fever dreams. And I thought, gosh, I was nuzzling Black Beauty. I thought, none of the other horses ever came to me. And now this one's coming as well. Anyway, I thought, I couldn't remember what it was and all that. So I looked it up and it's called Knocktofer Abbey. And I found a whole thing about it. And that was really interesting and kind of lovely to remember those little, like the rooms that we all stayed in. We went to different people's rooms and had drinks each night. Anyway, then I sort of was thinking about more things about Circle of Friends and about when had I went for to the premiere in LA, and it was the first time I'd gone there. And I remember when I was at the premiere, all the news teams outside, and one of them said to me, could you look down the lens and say, I'm Alan Cumming and I'm on E? And I was like, I can't say that. Because I didn't know there was an E channel then. And I just thought they were trying to get me to say I was on Class A drugs, which I wasn't at the time. But anyway, and then I remember thinking, you know, wasn't Blah Blah at the premiere? So I went to Getty Images and I saw a photo of myself looking like 10 years old. Drew Barrymore, apparently, that's where I first met Drew Barrymore that night. And the photographer was Ron Galella, who was this amazing kind of, you know, who this documentary's about. And he was this kind of crazy, obviously Jackie O had died by this point, so his attention's turned elsewhere. But yeah, so I was photographed by him and I didn't even know it.
Wow.
What about you?
So my wormhole of the week was I started on looking up Sherpa fleece on eBay.
Why?
Which is fleece material that you can buy because I wanted to make a cushion out of fleece material because I'd seen some image somewhere deciding it looked like
it'd
be nice.
You buy it from a Sherpa?
So that's the style. So a bit kind of woolly. Oh,
right.
And then I was thinking about how it's completely impossible to find. Oh, so that was where I started. But then I ended up on Cycling Routes in London / Jameela Jamil. So
please explain.
I'll explain. So I'm looking for fleece online and then I'm looking at all the delivery times and they're all like four weeks away. So then I was like, this isn't good. This is because of lockdown. So I think I need to start growing vegetables. So then I ended up on potato bags. So I got some potato bags so that I could just grow some potatoes. You've seen the photos.
I indeed.
Beautiful results.
Stunning.
And then I thought, well, actually, do you know what? This is the new normal, as everyone keeps saying. So then I started looking at London cycling routes because I was like, how am I going to get around in London? I'm going to have to cycle. Uh-huh. So then I thought maybe I need to live somewhere that is on a cycling route. So that's when I ended up on cycling routes. And then something must have popped up on the side that linked me to Jameela Jamil, who did this brilliant Instagram story about the portrayal of women in media. And it was sort of about this idea of why is it you hate people, but you can't work out why, particularly women. And she does this whole really clever little catalogue of like the arc of like when you start being put in articles with a slightly crazy face, like Meghan Markle or something, going, Meghan has another, you know, tantrum outburst, or whatever. Yes. Yeah. And how it contributes to this idea of people like Taylor Swift, who everyone's like, I don't know why, but I find her annoying. And it's actually got nothing to do with the person. I thought the way
Gwyneth
she did
as
it.
Well, she's got that thing. Yeah.
Gwyneth. And she went on and all these people were diving in with suggesting other people who had the same thing. And it was really beautifully simply put together. And I was like, yeah, it's really fascinating.
Oh, I must look at that. Yeah. I think that's really interesting. Stories. That idea, that sort of pack mentality of being told that it's okay to dislike something or someone. You know what I think is a very good example of that? Mm. Crocs. Crocs.
Because
I love Crocs. And we're all told, and also I've got some really stylish Crocs. Everyone thinks that they're the clumpy ones, which I love. I'm going to go into my gym now.
The ones with the crystals on?
No. They're sort of, they're just like, they're like, just like, look like, you know, slip, kind of like deck shoes or something. They're different ones.
Yeah, my sister wears
Croc
them.
Stuff. I've got boots. I've got all sorts. But like right now, I'm going to work out in my Crocs. We didn't need to know that. But anyway, my point is that there's this thing in our culture that it was okay. Everyone was allowed to hate Crocs. And it's almost like, you know, like when you go on holiday and there's always someone that everyone's pissed off with, that sort of holiday hate. It's like that, but on a mass scale. And I think sometimes, I think what this article is talking about, the way that our culture, it's almost like we need to have a target for our hatred. And of course, it mostly is at women. And within the case of Meghan Markle, there's a whole layer of racism in it as well. It's really interesting. And with Crocs, it was just like, they were just inanimate shoes, rubber little shoes. I mean, it's so interesting. I have to say though, I just was thinking more and more about how I admire Meghan Markle and Prince Harry for just getting out of that toxic situation. And whatever they do and everything, who cares? But they were in a thing where it was obviously that household, that sort of, it must be awful. The rules, the etiquette, the kind of, the just the entrenched sort of fuddy-duddiness, and new people of colour come into that thing and they just can't handle it. And I'm sure it was awful for them both. And I really admire them for, you know, when you're in, it's like when you've had a bully and what do? You just think, I'm going to get away from this bully. I'm going to just, you know, make my own life and not stand.
So do I. It's like, you know, they're like, fine, we're going to leave. And everyone's like, oh, you're just power, fame hungry. It's like, well, we're leaving. So we're not. Goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to talk to the press. And blah.
Anyway, so that concludes Anecdote Roulette, Jake. that's
Wormhole.
No, I know. It was a bad
wormhole
joke.
Wormhole of the week. Let's do that. Wormhole
I like of the that. Week. A bit of baritone in our Homo sapiens extra. Yeah. Wormhole of the week.
We got it together, baby. Barry White.
Alan. That concludes the odyssey of lockdown laughs and japes that is Homo Sapiens Extra this week. How was it for you?
It was fun. It was really fun. I've been sitting here with a cup of tea and a vegan shake, looking at you on the Zoom, having a laugh, having a few buttons pressed, being provocative.
Would you consider doing
an
Apple?
Another plane.
It's another plane.
Sounds like a Spitfire.
It does. They're all like propeller planes. And other things to tell you about listeners is please go to Apple Podcasts to rate and review. Please write to us on hello@homosapienspodcast.com. Tell us what you think about the episodes. Please tell us what you're doing in lockdown. We want to hear from you, don't we, Alan?
Yes. And also suggest people for Anecdote Roulette.
Yeah, you got to. Please suggest people for Anecdote Roulette.
Do you know what? I'm looking outside my window now and there are clouds scudding across the sky. It's getting rather dark and I've got a quilt on the line airing.
Uh-oh. Well,
go.
Alan's got to do his laundry.
But anyway, this was lovely. I really enjoyed it and I can't wait for next time.
Next week, Cynthia Nixon, no less, is our guest. It's a
lovely,
really brilliant
fascinating
episode.
Woman, hilarious and very insightful and just a really great person.
Please tune in. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Powered by Spirit Studios.